Listener Production.
G'day, I'm Archie Milligan with your local news. North Queenslanders could have saved around $400 on last year's power bills, according to the Queensland Conservation Council. It claims electricity retailers are not passing on the savings generated from rooftop solar and large-scale renewable projects. Energy strategist Claire Silcock says 2023 wholesale power prices were less than half of what they were in 2022.
Unfortunately, we're not seeing that pass through to consumers yet, although the rate of increase has really dropped. But there will be a small increase, and this is because of inflation and because of the ongoing risk in the electricity system.
How will our aviation industry transition to sustainable fuel by 2032? Queensland cane growers say low-emissions aviation fuel generated by sugarcane could be the answer. CEO Dan Galligan says as demand increases, the state government needs to create a target for sustainable biofuel produced by sugarcane. More grim news regarding the health of our Great Barrier Reef. The latest snapshot released today by the Reef Authority and the Australian Institute of Marine Science confirms the world's largest coral reef system has had a terrible summer, with cumulative impacts of widespread coral bleaching, two cyclones, several severe flood events, and more outbreaks of the coral-eating crown-of-thorn starfish have been higher than previous summers. Muzz is out. Cowboys star winger Murray Taulagi down with a hamstring injury for at least a couple of games. However, it's presented the opportunity for Sammy Valame to make his first appearance this year after a strong start to the season in the Q Cup for the Mackay Cutters. Coach Todd Payton says Valame only just missed out on being in the initial Cowboys squad.
We saw what he could do for us last year. He carries the ball really strong. He can find the try line, and he makes some good decisions on the end of the line. So, yeah, I'm excited for him.
Besides that, the Cowboys squad is unchanged for Saturday's bout against the Sharks in Sydney.